It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
What it do, baby? Yes, sir. It's your boy Big Zoo, a.k.a. Ed R. Zooming, coming to you live right here on WFAN in New York City. And boy, oh boy, we got a show lined up for you tonight. So you better make sure that hotline blings, 888-808-1019. That will be your number to call all morning long, I guess it is, instead of all night long. Kind of all through the late night, maybe. A little bit in between. But right up until my guys, Al and Jerry, come your way with the warm-up show. That is at 5 a.m., so we got a full 3 hours to play with. And let's get right on into it because, you know what? I can talk about Daniel Jones and the Giants. I can talk about Juan Soto and the battle for the heart of New York City that is going on between the New York Mets and Yankees this offseason. I could talk about the Knicks and their identity crisis they are going through right now. But I will talk about that throughout the show. Today, I am starting with the New York Jets and the absolute train wreck disaster that is this franchise. But let me tell you something, Jet fans, and let me tell you something, every single football observer out there. The New York Jets are nowhere near their rock bottom yet. In this endless pit of misery, right now, the Jets are still falling. It feels like they hit the bottom, but whatever you think the bottom is, they continue to crash through and they continue to fail even further. They continue to dig themselves into a hole that is deeper and deeper and further to come out of. And this hole that they are currently digging themselves with Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback, with the lack of leadership in this organization, starting from the top. And that doesn't just mean Joe Douglas. That means ownership as well. And I got to be honest with you, that is the main reason why I just believe that this is going to continue to unravel for this New York Jets team. They have no leadership. They have no accountability. And they have a team of guys who were brought here essentially to be mercenaries and win a championship. Aaron Rodgers came here to win a championship and become immortal. He wanted to be Joe Namath. That's not happening. This franchise, this team currently is going in the opposite direction, and they are preparing for a complete and utter rebuild. At least they should be. A tear it down, set it on fire rebuild. And Aaron Rodgers, every single day, every single practice, every single game that goes by is getting closer to absolutely blowing up on this team, on this franchise, on this owner. And whatever bit of goodwill that he has with Jet fans, whatever bit of anything that there is there, any relationship that there is with the Jets and the front office, if there is anything that still exists there, that's all gone. And the Jets are going to look like a complete joke when a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback goes out on either Pat McAfee's show or whatever platform he decides to use and decides to blast this franchise, as he should, for the way that they have handled his tenure here and this supposed all-in going for the Super Bowl window that Joe Douglas was supposed to have built for this team. But that's just one guy. Let's take a look at the rest of this roster. There's a mutiny building within this Jets locker room. Go to social media today. What do you see? You see Sauce Gardner responding to tweets. You see Quincy Williams telling people how football is a job for him. Well, Quincy, yeah, we understand that football is a job. Do you understand that football is your job? Because right now, you and your teammates are going out there and the performance that you're putting on the field just tells me that you're collecting a paycheck. Football isn't a job to you, clearly. You don't take it seriously. This team doesn't take it seriously. They're going out there making business decisions, thinking they have the ability to make business decisions. There is nobody on this defense that is above making a tackle. And that includes Sauce Gardner. And I love Sauce. I think he's a great player. I think he has a great future in this league. But the reality is, if you're going to go out there and you're going to be blowing tackles, giving up a big gain, setting your team up for failure, and then you're going to go on social media and blast people for calling you out, then you can't be in New York. Sauce Gardner, I think, is going to go the way of Jalen Ramsey and going to go the way of other top corners who start with a team, enjoy their tenure there, have good success early on in their career, get a big head, get a little bit of an ego, and then find themselves playing for another team before the end of their rookie contract. And it will absolutely behoove the Jets to make that move in the offseason. Do I trust them to do so? No, because I have no faith in the people that are in charge of this organization. But should they be looking to move a guy like Sauce in the offseason and capitalize on his unbelievable value right now? Yes, because when his contract is up, and I know you have the franchise tag, you have all these workarounds in order to keep him here longer than the 4 years. But once that contract is up, he is not sticking around. And that relationship is going to be so tumultuous in the meantime that it's not even going to be worth your time. And that's, again, just one other guy. Another dude that I think is going to start complaining once we get to the offseason, maybe trying to get himself out, maybe trying to get himself to another place, and the guy the Jets should be doing this with and should look into trading, is Breece Hall. And I know that hurts a lot of hearts, but he's a running back in the year 2024, where you can find running backs in the third round, like Braylon Allen. And I know Breece Hall is a special player, but that's why you have to capitalize on his value. You saw what happened across the hall at MetLife to the Giants. You let Saquon Barkley leave for nothing. Nothing. And now you're sitting there looking at him, tortured with the Eagles, taking the Eagles back to the playoffs. I mean, the Giants made the wrong choice there. And now they're paying for it. The Jets, I mean, I don't trust them to make the right choice, but the right choice is to move guys like Breece and Sauce right now. And that sucks that there is no faith that this franchise is going to do the right thing. That sucks that there is no faith that they're going to hire the right guy, the right football guy, to go out there and make the proper moves in order to make this franchise go in the right way. And it sucks that I have to sit here and know that the Jets are nowhere near their rock bottom as a Jet fan. Because coming into this season, I knew there were two outcomes. Either this team wins and wins big, or they lose and they're probably staring down the barrel of 20 plus years without the playoffs. That's just reality right now if you're a Jet fan. This team isn't touching the playoffs for at least another 4 or 5 years. And this setback, this is the biggest one of all.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ugh. It's just pathetic. It really is. I can't believe that we're sitting here in November, not even at Thanksgiving, and the New York Jets are completely finished for the 2024 season. Aaron Rodgers' career as a Jet should be and will be done, hopefully, in 2 months. And this franchise, in 2 months, in 3 months, when the new year opens for the league, this franchise doesn't even know who their owner is going to be. Now that's dysfunction. That's pathetic. That's rock bottom. The Jets aren't quite there yet, but it's coming. And it's coming up real quick. I really don't know how they're going to fix this. They don't have the right people. They don't have the right owner. They don't have a coach. They're not going to have a GM. And they're going to be sitting here when it's all said and done with their you-know-whats in their hands, or at least we're going to be sitting here as Jet fans with our you-know-whats in our hands saying, how did this even happen? How did this team really get here? Frustrated players losing games to the New England Patriots when the Patriots are pathetic. But I mean, that just tells you exactly who the New York Jets are. They're a pathetic franchise with pathetic ownership that's never going to get better because that ownership is so pathetic. And you would think that the NFL, being a league that values having a team in New York, at least you think they value having a team in New York, two teams in New York, they would step in and say, you know what, there is way too much instability with this ownership base right now. Woody Johnson is going to England, potentially. We don't know. He might not. But he is going probably to get some type of ambassadorship over the next 4 years. That's going to be the second time in the past 10 years that he is taking off for an ambassador role. How can the league allow one of their teams to have an owner, who just continuously is not present and handing his franchise over to a completely, I mean, I'm sure Christopher Johnson is a great guy, but an incompetent football mind. Somebody that allowed Peyton Manning to just swoop into a situation he knew nothing about with a team he knew nothing about just so that he could get his buddy Adam Gase hired. And the fact that Christopher Johnson, as as the owner of this team, even accepted that as a, oh my gosh, he really hired Adam Gase. They're going to have Christopher Johnson running this again. They can't. You can't. The league has to do something about this because the Jets are never going to get out of this hole as long as Woody Johnson is the owner. This streak, 20 years, 25, 30, I mean, there truly is no end in sight. Because the only way the Jets are going to get out of this is if they get lucky and they have some divine intervention and by some way get a quarterback. But until that day happens, and it ain't happening anytime soon, because this is going to be another year where they finish with 5, 6, 7 wins, and they're sitting there picking 9th or 10th in the draft. They're not able to get a quarterback. They end up getting some offensive lineman, I would hope, or maybe even, I don't even know, a cornerback to replace Sauce. But they're probably going to be sitting here trying to figure out how to go all in order to win a Super Bowl with a team that has no chemistry, a team that has no heart, a team that has no leadership, no dogs. And they're going to still go all in because they have an owner who is all of those traits. He is not a leader. He is not a dog. He's simply just collecting money from this team and from owning this team. And that's the only reason why Woody Johnson is still the owner, because the amount of scrutiny that man takes, the amount of, I mean, pathetic, pathetic decisions that he makes as an owner, he has to know how terrible he is as an owner. He has to know how awful this team has been because of him. If not, and I mean, this is a societal question, I suppose. But if not, I mean, how head in the clouds are you? And I could say something way worse, but I'm not going to right now. Because this is 2:15 in the morning and this is a family program. But Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson, as long as those two men are in charge of this New York Jets franchise, it is going to continue to bottom out. The bottomless pit of misery will not stop. The Jets will continue to fail. The Jets will continue to miss the playoffs. And they will get embarrassed the same way they are about to over the next 2 months by a superstar Hall of Fame quarterback that they went out and mortgaged their entire franchise for, and a cornerback that they drafted and made one of the faces of their franchise. Those two men are going to lose it with this team. They are going to have a moment where they completely snap. And my only hope is that next season, the Jets are able to get the proper people in place to make the right decisions in order to start a real rebuild here. Because if not, and I can't put any faith in the fact that they will, being that you have a guy like Christopher or Woody Johnson making the decisions. But, hey, you can pray. You can pray that the right guys get in there. And you can pray that they do the right things. They ain't going to, not in the Jets' case. The pit of misery, that will keep spinning all the way through at least next season, at least the season after that, and the season after that, and the season after that, because the Johnsons are going nowhere. And it's only pain and it's only suffering here on. 888-808-1019, that is your number to call all morning long. Oh, man, it's your boy Big Zoo up here on the fan. When we get back, I want to dive into the Giants' misery on the other side of town and Daniel Jones and the Daniel Jones of it all, if we're really going to be completely honest about the Giants' pain. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.